1971. The Supreme Court rules the Pentagon Papers can be published. Evel Knievel jumps 19 cars at Ontario Motor Speedway in California. President Nixon announces the war on drugs. The Negro League star Satchel Paige is inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. All in the Family debuts on CBS. The United States bans cigarette ads from radio and television. The Ed Sullivan Show goes off the air. The Congressional Black Caucus is established, after which Richard Nixon refuses to meet with the group, after which the caucus boycotts his inauguration. Walt Disney World opens. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory comes out. Jesse Jackson founds Operation Push. Johnson Products becomes the first black-owned company listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Soul Train debuts. Beverly Johnson is the first black woman on the cover of a major fashion magazine, Glamour. Stretched on history's wheel. Everything has to start and end somewhere. I want to start with a song by Tony Williams, or rather by his group, the Tony Williams Lifetime, a song called There Comes a Time from the 1971 album Ego. My relationship with the song starts deep in my past. For starters, it was released the year I was born. It came into the world within months of when I did. But it came into my life as I was being born as a musician, as the roots were just beginning. At the time, Tariq and I used to listen to a DJ up at WRTI at Temple play all this avant-garde jazz. Little did we know, how could we have known, that that DJ, Richard Nichols, would come to manage the roots and steer us through more than two decades of our career.